I'm Susie Larson. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Susie Larson Live.
It's only just a matter of.
Welcome to Susie Larson Live. Always, always honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. Well, our guest had to cancel today due to illness, and so we are switching gears, and we're devoting today's show to praying for you. We believe in the power of prayer. Scripture says when we call on God, He answers, He hears us, He moves. He is the one who parts the seas and moves mountains. He heals sick bodies. He restores families. We know it. We believe it. And that's why we pray. I was going to share a devotional thought. My producer, Kim, is also going to be sharing in a little bit. She's going to be praying along with me, kind of co-hosting together. But Kim, I'm sort of wondering, because so many prayer requests are coming in, I might just skip over my devotional. But I want to give a quick announcement here. We've, I don't know how many cases, several cases of Andy Stanley's amazing book, Fields of Gold, A Place Beyond Your Deepest Fears, A Prize Beyond Your Wildest Imagination. It's a book on generosity. It's so fantastic. I've referred to it numerous times. You can register to receive a copy on our website at myfaithradio.com. All right, so the phone lines are now open. You can call. You can even be anonymous if you'd prefer when you call. I know lots of people are shy about calling, so the text line is always a great option. So you can either call this number or text this number, 877-933-2484. And Lord, I just want to commit this time to you. Lord, the needs are great before us, and we call on you now. Where two or more gathered, you are there in our midst. Father God, we just declare in the name of Jesus that the enemy will not have the last say in our lives, Lord God. You're the God who saves. You're the God who heals. You're the God who redeems. We're not just speaking to the air. We're speaking to a king who cares. So we commit this time. Protect it now in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers. We pray in your name. Amen. Okay, Kim, let's just jump in. And maybe if I feel so inspired, I'll dig into the devotional thought in a little while. But this first one, I just want to hug her. Oh, and it just disappeared. Oh, my goodness. They're coming in so fast. Hang with me, friends. Here it is. Here it is. Dear Susie, I'd love prayer for peace. Dealing with severe anxiety, some serious post-traumatic stress in the last 4 years. I'm so tired of it. I'm a young mom of two. I need prayers for peace, strength, and deliverance. Trying to be a young mom dealing with such anxiety and post-traumatic stress, hon, I just want to wrap my arms around you. So, Father, I lift up my dear sister. I thank you, God, that you love her with an everlasting love. And again, God, you're the one who cares. You're the Prince of Peace. And so, Lord, we just declare the peace of God over her life. And Lord, even though that she's been through so much, that there's backlash and there's kind of aftershock in her physiology, we just speak peace to her soul and to her cells. And Lord, you say what we bind on earth, you bind in heaven. And Lord, I just come against anxiety and disorders that would just continue to traumatize her. In the name of Jesus, we just bind that up and we hand it to you in Jesus' name. I pray in Jesus' name you would banish from her body all the way down to her cellular blueprint all effects of trauma, all of it. I pray you just remove it from her body and bring healing and restoration and peace. And I pray even today and tomorrow, she would start to see little sprouts grow up where she'd have moments of peace, little moments of joy. And she'd have the courage to pray into that, to thank you for it, because we're supposed to thank you for all things. And I just pray as she puts her feet on those little spaces and says, these are mine, that she'll start to see more and more your handiwork in her life. And I just got to give you Psalm 37:10, I think is what it is. Oh my goodness. I'll have to look it up, but it says, in a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look carefully for his place, he will not be there. But the humble will inherit the land and delight themselves in an abundance of peace. And I've been praying that for my symptoms, but you could pray that for the anxiety. In a little while, these symptoms, this anxiety, will be no more. I will look carefully for their place in my life, and they're just going to be gone. They're not going to be there, because I will inherit the land that God has for me. And I will delight myself in not just peace, but an abundance of peace. I pray this in your precious son's name. Amen. God bless you. Kim, what do you got there?
Yeah, Kathy's asking for prayer for some health issues. Lord, we bring Kathy to you and ask that you would heal her eyes and her lungs and all of these lingering symptoms after having COVID. Would you heal her today, Lord, in Jesus' name? I pray that the doctors would see what is going on and find the right answers if you want to go that route, Lord, or if you want to do a crazy, miraculous thing, we would celebrate that too. We just ask for healing, and we thank you for Kathy and who she is, and ask that you would improve her quality of life today in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. You can text or call 877-933-2484. Before I pray for this one who wants God's healing for all these autoimmune issues, I've got a friend who sent me a picture of a page of a book that she's reading that I'm going to get this guy on the show. Dane Ortlund is his name, and it's Gentle and Lowly is the title of the book. But I want you to listen to this. I think it'll encourage you before I pray. He says, Jesus Christ's earthly ministry was one of giving back to undeserving sinners, their humanity. We tend to think of the miracles of the Gospels as interruptions in the natural order. Yet German theologian Jürgen Moltmann points out that the miracles are not an interruption of the natural order, but the restoration of the natural order. We're so used to a fallen world that sickness, disease, pain, and death seem natural. In fact, they are the interruption. When Jesus expels demons and heals the sick, he's driving out of creation the powers of destruction, and he's healing and restoring created beings who are hurt and sick. The lordship of God, to which the healings witness, restores creation to health. Jesus' healings are not supernatural miracles in a natural world. They are the only truly natural thing in a world that is unnatural, demonized, and wounded. I think that's just powerful. And so, Lord, we follow you around the Gospels, and we see that you heal, that you care so much about the human condition. So I pray for this dear one, for her health, autoimmune problems, to be gone in Jesus' name. But really, there's so many that feel this way who are dealing with this. She's asking for inflammation and sickness to go out of her body. I'm asking for that too. Mm-hmm. And there are many of us like that. And so, Lord, I just thank you that by your stripes we are healed. In Isaiah, it says, you were whipped so that we could be whole. You were beaten so we could be whole. You were whipped so we could be healed. So I pray for Jennifer, and I pray for myself, and I pray for many like us. We cut off inflammation. We cut off immune confusion in the name of Jesus Christ. And we put the cross of Jesus Christ between us and sickness. And I just declare that we will live out our days in health, wholeness, and an abundance of fruitfulness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praying for restoration of marriage for Kevin and Catherine, and praying that Kevin would seek the Lord and hear truth and love and turn back to God and find forgiveness and be able to let go of bitterness and anger. And for all the marriages that are struggling, we just pray that you would help them to heal their own hearts, to have the conversations that lead to healing between two people, that they would turn to each other and turn to you and find restoration. Only you can bring about, Lord. And we know that marriage is a gift from you, but it can be hard. And so we pray that they would be encouraged in the midst of the struggle and the fight for a better marriage, and that you would ultimately draw them back together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Prayer request: need to sell my house. I feel like I need to sell my house to wipe out debt, to have more freedom and savings, and as a single mom, I'm concerned about how this will impact my teens. I'm asking for peace for the right answer. You know, Scripture says that wisdom will enter your heart and knowledge will fill you with peace. So I pray, dear one, that, Lord, I've helped this one not to lean on her own understanding, but to trust you. Lord, this is your problem. Lord, you care about single moms and single dads. And so I just thank you that you will supply her needs according to your riches, not hers. I pray you keep her from making a wrong decision and help her to make the right decision. Close every door but the right one. I do pray for financial provision to come out of nowhere, and that she wouldn't have to disrupt the lives of her kids by selling. But I sure understand wanting to get out of debt. So I pray for wisdom, peace. I pray she'd hear your precious voice saying, this is the way. Walk in it. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Lifting up Austin, his mom has texted in asking for prayers. He's 24 and has decided that God's not real. And so we're praying that, God, would you reveal yourself in a special, unique way to Austin? Would you soften his heart? Would you bring people around him who show your love to him and help answer any questions that he has? Change his mind about these these lies that he's believing, that you're not real. And for all the young people who have turned away from the church, we ask that you would start a revival in them. Would they become so on fire for God that it is like a wave of fire across the nation, lighting up for you and sharing the message of Christ? And would Austin be a leader in that? In Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, when we come back, I want to share just kind of a word picture that has been so helpful. God gave me this word picture. It just kind of depicts what real spiritual warfare looks like. I'm going to just share that on the other side of the break. We might play some songs. We might not, though. We have so many people to pray for. We're just going to pray for as many people as we can. God's word is true, and he is with us, and he is for us. So don't give up hope. We are gathering together, just having a little church today, right? You can text in or call in 877-933-2484, and we'll be back in a moment. Thanks so much for tuning in to Susie Larson Live. And we always just ask God to lead us in the way we should go with this show. And our guest today was out ill. And so just behind the scenes, the team just prayed. And we just really felt like we were supposed to have a devotional prayer show, just praying for you. We got a lot of prayer to cover, but we don't want you to not bring in your prayer request. Text or call 877-933-2484. Before we take on a few more prayer requests here, I want to just share, as I've been very honest, I don't know how to be any other way. I've been battling health-wise again, and it's been tough. And contending for healing, I really am, and believing. I believe it. And when we had Alan Jackson on a while back, and he opened with, when I said, is there a verse you've been pondering? You know, he said that when Paul was talking to Agrippa, you know, has the best evangelist standing in front of him talking about Jesus. And he says, you almost persuaded me to become a Christian. And Alan said, you know, how much am I, in what areas of my life am I almost persuaded? I mean, it cut me to the heart. If you were to listen to that show, you'll hear my voice crack. And I paused and I stepped back and thought of the places in Scripture where it says that God's people were fully persuaded. Paul said, I'm fully persuaded that nothing will ever separate you from the love of God. Timothy said, I am fully persuaded that God is able to keep what you've entrusted to him. Abraham was fully persuaded that God has the power and is able to do what he's promised. And I think the reason I've wavered between two opinions about healing is because, you know, there's so much theology out there. And some of it, you know, I mean, I struggle when people say God always heals. And if he doesn't heal, it's because you missed a step and you know, you didn't have enough faith. But I also do believe what Scripture says, that by his stripes we are healed. And yet I also know godly people get sick and die. So yes, I have wavered, and I'm going, what to do with that, Lord? But what I do feel like, I will say, is I pursued him and studied Scripture. I have to lean on the side of faith. I, you know, because anytime I've done that, it's changed me. And so I'm wondering, as we consider these requests, to get the mind of the Lord. Because in James, it says, if you waver between two opinions, don't expect to receive anything from God. So what are we fully convinced of? You know, like if we were to pray, what do you think God might do for you? Is there a faith in your heart? And this isn't name it, claim it, but is there, do you have a sense where God has given you permission to believe? Because behind the scenes, you know, Kim, who's on with me today, my producer, she prays so fervently every day for my healing. And I believe it. I really believe there's going to be a day I'm getting on here to tell you God has healed me. But I confess I had wavered until I heard Alan Jackson say, Alan Jackson, is that his name? That's a country western singer. No, that is his name, though. All right. So the word picture that the Lord gave me, and Kim, if you don't mind putting some music under us, if that's okay with you, that'd be awesome. So you remember the gladiator arenas that in the ancient Bible days, that Christians were thrown out into those arenas for sport so lions could tear them apart and people would cheer. It just was evil, evil, evil. But I do want you to picture that arena, because it is the place where the enemy wants to picture yourself when you're under fire and you feel like your battle is going to swallow you whole. I have felt that way. I'm so with you in this. But it's, I want you to picture you're standing in the arena and you see all these arched doorways on the right and on the left, and you hear the lions roaring. And you know pretty soon they're going to be let out to come after you. And in the far, far, far distance, you see the enemy come through his door, and he looks formidable. He looks scary. And you're thinking, I won't survive this. Maybe you felt that way. But then all of a sudden you have a moment and you remember, wait a minute. Jesus said, I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy. You can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them and nothing will injure you. In fact, in Psalm 91 or 18, one of them, it says that the God of peace will put that enemy under your feet. Your foot will be on his neck. And if you look at these doorways where you hear the lions roaring, you haven't seen them yet, but they're threatening you. The Bible talks about the enemy prowls around like a lion. And his weapon is deception. His weapon is intimidation. So over each of these doors are your foes, are your fears, fear, worry, abandonment, financial ruin, whatever it is that you fear. You remember who you are. So you look at one door, worry, and you say, close in the name of Jesus. And you look at fear, that fear door, close in the name of Jesus. And you see the bars, the heavy gates come down, and the lion slinks back to you, can't hear him. One by one, you use your authority and you tell these doors, close in Jesus' name. And each door that closes as that enemy's coming towards you, he shrinks in size. He's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Until he gets close enough, he's smaller than you. He does have an iPad or a notebook. He's had your whole life to study you. He knows the things that break your heart. He knows what terrifies you. He knows what nerve to poke to stir up an unreasonable fear. He knows. So he still wants to use deception and intimidation, but he's lost some power because you've cleared the field of things that God says you don't have to put up with. Fear, worry, inferiority, insecurity, whatever. You don't clear the field. And all of a sudden you feel this warm glow on the side of your face and you turn, you see this glorious gate. And the passage of scripture comes to your mind. Open up, O ancient gate, and let the King of glory enter. And suddenly you remember you're not alone. So you look over to that gate and you say, open up, O ancient gate, let the King of glory enter. And Jesus comes onto your battlefield. And scripture describes him with eyes like fire. His face is glowing. His clothes are white as snow. He's full of power. But guess what? He's so glad to see you. He's got a smile on his face that goes up to his eyes. And he comes onto the battlefield and the enemy is trembling. And he sets up a table for you. Psalm 23, in the presence of your enemy. And that passage from Psalm 23 prepares a table. It translates three ways. One, it's a royal table for private use by invitation only. He sets up his table for you on your battlefield. And he has you take a seat in the seat of honor because you belong to him. Suddenly that enemy slinks away for a more opportune time. This is the God who fights for you. You're not battling alone. And I know more Christians right now who are going through the fight of their lives. And the enemy is using battles right now that are reminiscent of old battles because he wants us to think, well, if God allowed that and he's allowing this, what does he have reserved for my future? What hell am I going to have to walk through? And the enemy wants you to project fear into a future that God is not in. But if you're a believer in Christ, the enemy doesn't get to do that because that scenario does not exist. There is no future that God is not a part of. And I would say that your great unearthing is the devil's undoing. And so when you look at in 1 Kings, when Elijah comes on the scene and he asks the people, how long will you waver between two opinions? Is God who he says he is? If he is, trust him, believe him. Pray like there's a God in heaven who hears you when you pray, because there's a God in heaven who hears you when you pray. So this devotional is out of Prevail, my devotional. And this is what Elijah says. Oh, Lord, answer me. Answer me so that these people will know that you alone are God and you've brought them back to yourself. And this is what I write. Elijah asked God to show himself strong on Elijah's behalf, both to show that he was the one true God and to draw people back to himself. Oftentimes when we're in a predicament, we minimize it. We assume that since we're not facing down giants or evil kings, God's intervention on our behalf won't be as significant. But did you know that others are watching your life from a distance? They know you profess Christ, and they want to know, how will you handle things when life pushes up against you? What if you stood back, considered your observers, and dared to pray Elijah's prayer? Father, this is not just for me. It is for all those who are watching me. I am your servant. Intervene in my life so that others may see that you are the one true God. Show yourself strong on my behalf because I belong to you. Draw others to you because of your very real power in my life. If you're in step with the Lord and obeying his word, you are on solid biblical ground to pray such a prayer. So pray audaciously today and tomorrow and the next day because the God of heaven knows your name and he loves you. I pray that encourages you. God, answer me so that they will know. The enemy wants to single you out, make you feel like you're alone. You are so not alone. You are part of the Lord of angel armies. And if we can remember that, if we can stick together, link arm in arm, and say the devil will not have the last say in my story. And any trial God allows, he's going to redeem for his glory, for my good. And I will come through the fire without smelling like smoke. I'll come through this fire knowing God on a deeper level, knowing his word is truer than I once thought, and the enemy will have less real estate in my life. Can somebody give me an amen? Amen, amen. Kristen writes in, please pray that God restores my marriage and for our one-year-old son, that God would direct my husband into keeping his marriage covenant. Father in heaven, we lift up Kristen's husband. Do a miracle here. Be the hound of heaven. In fact, in the name of Jesus, we cut off every influence in his life that's lying to him right now. Open up his blind eyes. Open up his deaf ears. Awaken his sleeping heart. Give him visions. Give him dreams in the middle of the night of how this path would play out, of the legacy that he would destroy if he were to do what his flesh wants to do right now. Put the holy fear of God in him. May he make a U-turn right now. We are all praying for Kristen and her husband. We pray for a miracle testimony that Kristen could come back and testify to what you did for her in and through her husband and in their marriage. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we lift up Taylor and their health struggle with some UC flare-ups and treatments not working and not being able to even be close to home because they need to seek out other treatments. Lord, would you heal them today in Jesus' name? Would you guide the doctors to find a way to bring healing to their body, something that will work on the first try? And in the meantime, would you encourage Taylor's heart? Let them know that you are close by, that you haven't forgotten them, that that you have the answers and your timing is perfect, and that they have nothing to worry about, that you're with them. I just lift them up to you today in Jesus' name.
Amen. Before we go to break, a beautiful picture was sent in of Zach, their daughter's boyfriend, 35, his cancer's back in his lungs, bones, brain. God heal this amazing young man. He's just beautiful. He's got a smile. He's got thumbs up. He's got a Superman costume on. And Jesus, we just speak healing. Healing, God. You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the people. You've done it before. We believe you can do it again. Would you heal Zach in the most miraculous way? We speak life to him, healing to him, redemption to him. In Jesus' name we pray. We'll be back in a little bit. Lord, we believe for it. You're a miracle-working God. We thank you so much for hearing our prayers. I'm Susie Larson. Glad to have you listening today. We're dedicating today's show to praying for you. Kim Sanders, my amazing producer, and I are just taking turns. The text line is filling up, and the phone lines are open. I know most people are pretty shy about getting on. Somebody requested that we play a Shane and Shane song, Psalm 46. We're going to play that in just a little bit. But Kim, let's just jump in if we can and pray. I'll cover the prodigal daughter, and then you want to take the one after that.
Sure.
Please pray for my prodigal daughter for a 30-plus-year friendship that dissolved overnight. Oh, Jesus, we pray for this gal. We pray, Lord God, that you go get her, that you bring her home. You leave the 99 for the one. You don't miss them. You don't lose them. You don't wonder where they are. You know exactly where they are. So go get her, Father God. I pray the earthly resources would fail her and that you would awaken her heart and you put believers in her path to remind her that you're the God who loves her. You're the God who saves. Redeem and restore everything that she's handed over to the enemy because of unbelief. Restore every aspect of her life and restore relationships, including this friendship. In Jesus' name.
Amen. The next one just says, depression, please pray. Lord, we bring this dear one to you and ask that you would heal them. of anything that is off in their body. Satan, we say you cannot have them in Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
And God, would you bring them encouragement in whatever way you know them best? What would bring them joy and healing and a return to the things that you have for them? Would you give them a vision for their life? Would you bring them people who love them and care for them no matter what they are feeling today? They don't have to be chipper when they're not feeling it. They can just be themselves in front of these people. Would you bring those friends along? Would you alert those people to call today out of the blue and let them know that you were thinking of them and they were thinking of them?
Yes.
Whatever it is, Lord, I pray for healing against depression for this listener and so many others who are struggling, that you would bring healing and encouragement in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Dear Kay writes in, please come into agreement with me on complete healing of pancreatic cancer. Will you agree with me? You know, Ephesians 2:8-9, if you heard me speak at Emmanuel the other night, there are a lot of people there, so forgive me if this is a repeat for some of you who are there, but Ephesians 2:8-9, you know the verse, for by grace we are saved through faith, not of ourselves, but as a gift of God, not a result of works, so no one can boast. But what we don't often know is the word saved in that verse translates sozo. And it actually speaks of not only salvation, but healing, which is amazing, which proves that God cares so much about our eternity as well. He cares about our human condition. And it's really backed up with the way that Jesus lived. He went through towns and healed people. And he's alive today. He's alive in us. And the healer dwells with you, Kay. The healer lives in you. And no evil dwells with God. And he never sends sickness. He can redeem it. He can use it. But sickness and cancer is right from the pit of hell. And since no evil dwells with God, that he is healer, he is our defender, and you dwell with him, may healing dwell with you, Kay. And I just pray that healing would be unleashed in her body, that her white blood cells would rise up like an army and defeat this cancer in the name of Jesus. I pray for a supernatural turnaround miracle. And I pray at the same time faith would rise up in Kay, that she'd be given a gift of faith, a knowing in her knower, that you're about to do something amazing. We pray for an absolute miracle, ones that leave the doctors scratching their heads. We pray for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, we pray the same thing for Whitney's child. Their 5-year-old little girl was diagnosed with Crohn's disease a few years ago, and we are asking for a miracle. Would the doctors be confused about a cure for something that they say can't be cured? Would you clear out every symptom? Would there be no lasting damage, no emotional trauma or fear of doctors or anything that might come into this little girl's heart as she's dealing with this, and that she would live the rest of her days with no suffering, no pain?
Yes,
in this area, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. This one says, I'm a single female pastor who desires to be married, getting to know someone currently, and need God's peace and wisdom on how to move forward. So hard to be single, I would imagine, in this day as a Christian full of conviction. And I just pray, God, that you would grant the desire of her heart in Jesus' name. I pray that you'd give her wisdom and discernment, and that you'd prepare her for the husband that you have and prepare him for her and keep all the wrong people away. I just pray for an open path, a redemptive path. And I pray this would happen sooner than later, in Jesus' name.
Amen. This request comes from a parent who says, pray for my boys who seem to be lost. And this is a common one, Lord. We ask that you would help these boys to come to a knowing faith in you, that they would no longer wander. Like Susie prayed earlier, that the things of the world would not be satisfying anymore. They would lose a taste for the things that are not of you, and that they would have a longing to be with you. It's a natural longing to want to be with you, our Father, and to be home in heaven. And so we ask that you would help them to awaken to that within them, help them to live out convictions no matter what is happening around them. Would you surround them with people who love you first and foremost and love them and can show them the way? And we ask that in the meantime, you would comfort this parent's heart and know that they can trust their children to you and your timing, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Another one here, 52, never married, single, waiting for marriage to have sex and to be in a godly marriage, honoring God, but wondering about the continued wait, praying for God's best for me. A full, happy life otherwise. Well, I pray for Leanne. I pray, God, you would surprise her, God. Grant her the deepest desires of her heart, Lord. She's waited a long time. And I just know there's so many people who've waited a long time to see their breakthrough come. And I just feel so strongly in my spirit that those who've waited so faithfully, I just believe so many answers are just on their way. So, God, I pray that you'd orchestrate a divine appointment with the right man and that you would bless this dear one and that she would be granted the desires of her heart. We pray in your name.
Amen. Pray for this this listener's friend's husband, Daryl, who is in the hospital and he's fighting to stay alive. We're praying for a miracle. Lord, you know the details. And so we ask that the medical staff there would have a divine intervention of amazing ideas of what to do to heal him and that you would bring healing to his body in Jesus' name. Would you comfort his family and their friends who are worried about him and let them know that you are on the way and your healing is coming in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Pray for daughter Anna for a happy, peaceful transition into her new job and new city. That's a big thing. God, we pray for Anna that you'd plant her in a good church, give her good neighbors, give her great new friends, and connect her immediately with really good colleagues, Lord, that would just shore her up, and it would become her new place, Lord God, that you'd establish her and root her and ground her with your favor, in Jesus' name.
Amen. This one says, my 20-year-old daughter is about to get married on May 15th. Our family has each had an opportunity to tell her we don't feel this is God's best for her. And so we see many red flags and she's not listening to us. In order to maintain a relationship with her, we can only support her now and love on her and pray for her. And so, Lord, we just bring the situation to you. If this is not your plan for her and your best for her, would you open her eyes, remove anything that is blocking her, if it's ego or pride or if it's something that we aren't seeing, Lord, would you help her to come to realize that? If this is your plan for her, we ask that you would help her family to see things differently and help them to continue to love on her. Would you comfort them? And we just pray for your intervention, whatever way this needs to go, Lord, in Jesus' name.
You know, I want to throw something out there to this prayer request. I may have shared this on the show before years ago, but one of my sons years ago, they're all married now, but was dating a gal that he was sure he wanted to marry, and I was sure she was not the right one. And we kind of do this thing where we give our blessing, and we just couldn't give our blessing. And a friend had said to me, she said, you guys have such a culture of honor in your family. And she goes, it's great, but she said, he's a grown man. And it seems like, not that I'm asking you to give your blessing, but set it aside. Just say, son, I've raised you right, told you what I feel about this relationship. I'm not going to hold it over your head. I love you. I'm for you. I've raised you right. There's good stuff in you. So I'm going to just trust that God's got you. And I'm not going to say another word about this relationship. So we set the blessing aside and just encouraged him and said, oh, how would the date go? And we were just joyful. And in 8 weeks, his eyes opened up because he was so busy locking his elbows against us when we were kind of going, whoa, 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 whoa. When we stopped doing that, he was the one to shoulder the weight of his choice. And literally, in no time, that relationship just, shriveled. And he said, it was the best thing you could have done. So I think if you can, you've already communicated. So if you can be joyful, you can love her. Just be in her corner. She knows how you feel. So just love on her because she's going to go to the safe place when things start to fall apart. And trust that God can redeem anything. So, I mean, just pull out all the stakes and love this girl and pray for her as you are. I really believe God will, open her eyes in Jesus' name. You know, Kim, I wonder, we got a request for the song from Shane and Shane. Look, can we play that going into break? We'll just play it for a few minutes. Let's play that and we'll continue to pray when we get back.
Oh, come behold the works of God, the nations at his feet. He breaks the bow and bends the spear and tells the wars to cease. Oh, mighty one of Israel, you are on our side. We walk by faith in God who burns the chariots with fire. Lord of hosts,
we'll be right back. the oceans roar, you are the Lord, you are the one who calms the wind and waves and makes my heart.
He's the one who put the stars in place, and he cares deeply about every care in your life. We're going to continue praying for you. Keep the requests coming. We're going to tackle as many as we can. We'll be back in a minute.
I know my God is in control. The oceans roll.
Yes, he did. So, yes, he can. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Word of God is living and breathing. God's promises are yes and amen. In fact, the Bible says all of his promises are backed by the power of his name. We pray because there's a God in heaven who hears us when we pray. And we have the Spirit of the living God in us. And I love this. I was just dwelling on this the other day, or meditating on the fact that no evil dwells with God. That's what Scripture says. And of course, that's obviously true. But I started to think about that. There's so much we put up with, so much we settle for. When we dwell with God, we dwell with the healer, with our defender, with our deliverer. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High God will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. We are devoting this day, this show, to praying for you. And we've got so many requests coming in. We're going to get to as many as we can. They came in so fast that I missed this one of a young man. I want to say his name is Owen. That's either his first name or his last name, but he goes to this listener's church, and he's been missing since Monday. He's only 16 years old. And Father, we just pray for him. Oh, God in heaven, we pray that he would be safe. We pray, God, that you would send warring angels to guard and guide him. And if he's been abducted, that you would get him, set him free, provide a way of escape. Bless his family, who's got to be absolutely traumatized by this. Jesus, we pray for a good resolution to this painful, painful situation. We pray it in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Pray for Michelle, for complete physical and spiritual healing. Healing from multiple autoimmune diseases for a long time, and a weary heart, and a husband who's growing weary. We ask for a lot of miracles today, Lord, and one, could you send one to Michelle? Would you help her husband to be encouraged? Would you feed him whatever he needs? Would you bring people around them so that they aren't battling alone? And we do pray for healing. Would you remove all of the inflammation or scarring or whatever's in the body that's causing these autoimmune issues? And again, I'm just going to keep praying that you'd confuse doctors, because I think that's real fun. And it can't be denied. It's you, Lord. So we give you glory in advance for the healing that you're going to do in Michelle's life. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. I'm jumping up just because this one caught my eye. Travis says, pray that I can get through this time. I'm getting divorced, and I'm struggling with depression and finances. Oh, Travis, golly, I'm so sorry. Oh, Lord, I pray for Travis. I pray for my brother, and I pray, God, that your presence would be especially tangible during this time, Lord God. I pray that your mercies would be evident in his life, God. I pray, Jesus, if there's any way that you could heal this marriage, that you would, Lord. But in the meantime, I pray that you would be the lifter of his head, that you would be the keeper of his heart, that you give him deep, healing sleep at night, that you would bring provision in ways he never expected. Lord, you're a God who's faithful, and I pray he would just sense it every step that he takes, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pray for Kathy's daughter, Susanna, who had thyroid cancer a decade ago, and now her numbers are not looking good. We ask for a divine intervention. Jesus, would you bring healing? Would you return her numbers to normal, and keep the fear at bay? I know when people who've battled cancer get news like this, it can be terrifying and bring up old trauma. So we pray against that in Jesus' name. Would she have courage and peace in the midst of these doctor's appointments? And we ask that the numbers would return to normal in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. This one, please pray for me. I suffered a traumatic brain injury last fall, still dealing with anxiety from traumatic experience. And Lord God, I pray that you would bless this dear one. I pray that there would be a whole limbic rewiring in the limbic system, that traumatic limbic loop would be reset, Lord God, and there'd be new neural pathways formed, that you would lead her even in pathways of peace and pathways of new thought processes that actually restructure the brain. I pray that your love would become so evident, God, in her life, that it really would start to just bring healing to her brain. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the healer. And I pray you would do work wonders in her, in Jesus' name. And I want to throw this out, and I know you're not asking for advice, but I'm just going to offer it. But Dr. Jim Wilder has this exercise. It's called a Joy on Demand Project. And he suggests you do it 3 times a day. It takes 5 minutes 3 times a day, so 15 minutes. And it literally rewires your brain. But he wants you to spend 5 minutes when you first wake up, 5 minutes if you can in the middle of the day, and then the last thought you have before you go to bed, remembering good memories. And you have to really activate all of your senses. So for me, like, that would be getting on my bike and riding super hard and feeling, I like biking on muggy, hot days. So feeling the sweat run down my back and drinking my electrolyte drink because it's salty and sweet, and remembering how it feels to engage my muscles. So you want to remember the senses. So maybe it's a meal or a time with a family, how you belly laughed, but you spend 5 minutes remembering. And the thing is, trauma buries good memories, and good memories are what actually help us heal. So by doing this, it actually fires off the synapses in your brain, and it actually resets you to a place of joy, and that joy center in your brain is what helps you heal. So I pray that you'll just give it a try. And anybody listening, I dare you to try it, because you'll be amazed at what it does for your perspective.
Got a request from Lauren, and we've seen a few of these already, and I know there's a few more in the list that we haven't gotten to yet for marriage. And so I'm going to pray for you, Lauren, and for others who have written in. God, we lift up these marriages to you. We ask that you would help them to find reconciliation.
Yes, God.
Would you help them to find forgiveness, dig deep and find forgiveness? Those wrongs that they've been holding on to, would you just let them go in Jesus' name? Would you help them to let them go in Jesus' name? Would you give them moments of connection and joy and sparks of love once again where it may seem like it's been gone? I pray that you would encourage their hearts. I know one listener we haven't gotten to yet, they are asking for prayer for their marriage and said, I've been doing this by myself for so long. Mm-hmm. Would you help them and just get the picture of holding up the arms when in the Old Testament when he was supposed to hold his hands up and couldn't anymore. He just couldn't. And so others came around and held up his arms for him. And so we pray that for you as well, that we are here. We're here with you right now, and we're holding you up so that you don't have to anymore. You're not alone. And I pray that each of these partnerships would become a partnership again, that that they would feel like they aren't alone. Would tonight be a night where the tides have turned and they notice a difference? Help them be on the lookout for the good instead of the bad in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This dear one says, please pray for my daughter. Emily's had many hard things in her life. Hard to understand, to know, trying to feel his presence, that God cares for her. She knows Jesus as her Savior, but through all these seriously hard things has come to believe he's just forgotten her. Healing of a traumatic brain injury, hip, physically, most of all, her wounded heart. And my goodness, I just, again, know so much that feeling of, has he lost sight? And I want you as a mama to go to Psalm 77, because that was one I was going to actually teach on today. But it's the idea of when you go through the long suffering, you start to accuse God of things he's not guilty of. And again, I've done this, right? But the idea of, have you forgotten to be compassionate? Have you slammed the door on compassion? Have you forgotten to be merciful, God? Where are you? Are the good days behind me? And then Asaph turns on a dime and says, then I recall, then I remembered your deeds of long ago. I remembered your works. And as his brain started to think on those things, suddenly faith came back. You got to go to Psalm 77. It's amazing. Because then in that place, he says, he remembers God. God faced the Red Sea and the sea trembled, basically. That God made a way where there was no way. And he will do it again. And I just pray that maybe you can just sit in Psalm 77, and maybe that might be a passage you can walk through with her. But Father, I just thank you that you've not forgotten Emily. And Lord, I'm so sorry that I've done this, and we do this where we get so, you know, a heart, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And there's times we do accuse you of things you're not guilty of, because we wonder why you're not moving quicker. But we know you're good. We know you're faithful. And I know you're merciful for the sufferer, towards the sufferer. And so I just pray for Emily, that you would surprise her, that you would lift her head, that you would start to show yourself so strong on her behalf that she can't deny that it's you. But I also pray that you would change her heart and mind and help her to remember that you're not the enemy and you've not looked away, and that you're actually providing a way through even this very moment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We've got just a few minutes left, but I want to pray for Allie. Allie's mom has written in and said she's engaged to a man who shows signs of abuse. So we are praying that her eyes would be open, her ears would be open to the truth of what's going on. God will remind her. Will you remind her, Lord, of your will and the vision that you have for her life? Would you heal her heart of anything that is hurt, that is keeping her in this place? And would you put a hedge of protection around her, that you would send your holy, helpful angels and speak your truth to her, and that that would be transforming? And she mentioned Jeremiah 29:11-14, and I was actually going to share some of those verses too. And so I just want you to, you mentioned this verse, Jennifer, but I want you to just receive this, because I was going to highlight the promises that are revealed in Jeremiah 29:10-14. God will come to you. God will do all of the good things he's promised. He never leaves a promise unfulfilled. God will listen to your prayers. God will be found by those who are looking for him. He will end your hard times. He will restore your fortunes. He will gather you out of places of exile and bring you back to your homeland where you're supposed to be. And so we pray that for your daughter, Allie.
In Jesus' name. Wow, so many. And I want you to know, friends, as we're coming to the end of the show, that Kim reminded me at our staff meeting, we pray for you by name as you send in prayer requests. So Kim, it's going to be amazing, a big amount of work for her to do, but she's going to gather all of these requests that we've not touched on. And she's going to bring them to our staff meeting. And one after another, we are going to pray for you. But Lord God, I pray for all of these who've tuned in, who are sick, who are brokenhearted, who are weary in battle. Would you pour out your spirit in a fresh new way? We're not letting go. We are not letting go of faith, God. Our faith is what pleases you, Lord Jesus. Your part is to do all of the fighting, Lord God. Mm-hmm. We do the contending where we grab hold. And we don't have faith in faith. We have faith in you, in your character, because you are who you say you are, and you're going to do what you say you're going to do. So we grab hold of it, Lord, and we're going to just put our feet on the ground saying, we will see our God come through somehow, some way. And we're not going to waver between two opinions, because we believe that God is who he says he is. So would you break through for each of these friends in miraculous ways, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Pray you found some encouragement.
Thanks for listening to this conversation from Suzy Larson Live. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player, and never miss a show.